You know, there's some people, and all they've got is themselves. When we fall into the arms of Jesus. I mean, there's sometimes, you know, there's sometimes I've been praying about situations and seeking God about situations and getting really anxious, and God is just laughing at me. It's like, look at you. Just stop for a second and think about who you're talking to when you're praying. And I duck my head and I said, oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, Lord, I forgot it was you. Praise God. I had a great testimony to share with you just this week. Just something, you know, it might not mean much to you, but it means a lot to me, because ministering sometimes in the UK, in London, you know, you're out of touch with a lot of what's going on in the Christian world. But in America, you know, Christianity is an industry. I mean, that's the only way to describe the machine that is over there in the US. It's like an industry, you know. And our very good friend in the house, Richard Roberts, Dr. Richard Roberts, whose father, Oral Roberts, just was a mighty apostle of God, great evangelist, went around the world several times, built Oral Roberts University, built the City of Faith Hospital. I mean, pioneered stuff. That now that sort of apostolic thing has moved to Nigeria with David Oyedepo, with the whole Canaan land thing there. It's almost a mirror image of what Oral Roberts did with Tulsa in Oklahoma over there. It was a very, very powerful thing. And he invited me to do a podcast with him a few weeks ago. And anyway, so they uploaded it this week. And it was so funny because he sent me the list of the people who had been on his podcast show. And it's like Andrew Womack, Bill Winston, T.D. Jakes, Jerry Seville. I mean, like household Christian names over there in the U.S. Some of you would recognize some of those names. And Paolo, hallelujah. And so, yeah, it was just such an honor. It was a real blessing, and the subject was pressing into the blessing through adversity, pushing on. So it was like right up my street as well. And Charisma Magazine, which is the largest Christian magazine in the world, picked up on it too. Isn't that great? Did anyone actually see or hear any of the... A few of you have seen them. Maybe, Godfrey, we will get just an email out to Harvesters with the link for that. That might be a blessing to some of you there. To see it all, and the Charisma article as well, yeah, because it was a great write-up, and I just thank God. I just want to minister to you a word that God gave me while I was preparing for the message this morning, just concerning where we are at nationally and what is going on around us. It's been a very, very strange year in a bit. Can you say amen? It's like weird times with a capital W. And it's funny because as we are exiting all the locking down and everything like that, and, you know, the devil is still trying to create mutant strains. And have you heard now there was the Brazilian mutant strain, and then there was the Kent mutant strain, and then there was the South Africa mutant strain, and now there's the India double mutant strain, just, you know, so that India doesn't feel left out. There's a double mutant strain there. And I'm thinking, like, is there going to be a teenage mutant ninja, mutant turtle strain as well, just to fathom all that in? And all the kind of contention up in the air regarding vaccines and everything like that is been one of those seasons that we needed to press through into. And it's been very strange watching the reaction from people in the UK. I don't know if you saw that Sunday Times poll where they called up people at random and they just said, how has the last year been for you? And 51% of people said they enjoyed the lockdown. They enjoyed being isolated. And it's like, bruv, like, what is going on? I mean, I've missed hugging people. In fact, I've renamed hugs. I now call them love drinks. Because that's what it's like when I'm hugging my wife. Sorry, I'm embarrassing my children now. But when I'm hugging my wife and my children, it's like I'm drinking love. It's like a love drink. It's a love drink. But yeah, it's just absolutely, absolutely amazing. And but I thank God, you know, looking back through what we've been through, it's like harvest, we've praised our way through. Yes. Amen. And God has given us a song through every season, every part of the thing, because you could really divide this thing up into several seasons, where, like, you know, when the Christmas lockdown came, and it's like, wow, it's like there's another tornado coming. And I see us in the UK now, it's like, if you've ever seen those storm shelters from tornadoes that you get in the, particularly in the deep south United States, around Mississippi, Alabama, around there, where these twisters can come in, blow through a town and like wipe the thing out. So there's like not even one stone standing upon another. And you get these storm bunkers, and literally as the storm is ending, it's like a double flap thing going down into a basement, and you've got your supplies, you've got your candles, you've got your spare mobile phone batteries and all that kind of stuff, and your FM radio or whatever, and then, you know, you'll hear this twister blow past, and you know that your house is gone. Like, the thing is just up, torn, and gone. And then, like, after the storm, you come up, you open those double doors, and you look around, and you survey the damage. And this has been the strange thing for this last year and a bit, that some people haven't encountered any storm damage whatsoever. Like Pastor Tim was preaching a few weeks ago, and he said, you know, we've all been through the same storm, but we've not all been in the same boat. And I thank God for those who have come through unscathed, and even those who think, wow, lockdown was super, you know, let's do it all again. If that's your bag, then, you know, whatever. Personally, honestly, I just can't wait for this whole freedom to end. In fact, on the Monday, when it was last Monday, right? This Monday just gone, and it was like 4 degrees. I didn't care. We ate out Monday night. We were eating out. We were shivering. My nose, there was snot dropping. I didn't care. Just give me something to eat outside. And yeah, afterwards we came home and it took 2 hours to defrost. But I didn't care, because there's just something wonderful about normalizing. And one of the things that God told us to do, you know, be careful, be humble about the situation, but push through. Push through. Stretch it to the max and push it through. And I thank God for our friends over at Kensington Temple, Pastor Colin and all the gang over there in West London, because God basically had told them the exact same thing. Push through. Keep on pushing. Keep on pressing. Keep pressing, keep pressing, keep pressing. And you see, we're going to see the fruit of that. God does these things because there's a fruit and there's a reward at the end. And that's why it's so, so important to play it along with his leadership and his guidance. So can we just thank God for his guidance through this whole season? Praise God. So John chapter 6 and verse number 12. Just want to minister this word to you. John chapter 6 and verse 12. The Bible says, and when they were filled, he said to his disciples, he said, gather up the leftover fragments so that nothing will be lost. Gather up, go back to verse number 11. Oh yeah, thank you. Verse 12, sorry. Gather up the leftover fragments so that nothing will be lost. I just want to bring you a word of encouragement today, because there's been the fragmentation of a lot of things this past year. But it's how we deal with that fragmentation that's going to be really, really important for us. And this is the word that God has given us. You know, through every season, there's always a step by step. And for some of us, this is the next step for us to take. And it's to gather up the fragments so that nothing will be lost. If the enemy attacked you in any way through this season, if you suffered in your mental health, if you suffered, and a lot of people suffered with anxiety, sadly, there's been a lot of mental breakdowns and a lot of mental torment and anguish. I've never been busier from a pastoral point of view, ministering to people, particularly whose children were suffering from anxiety attacks. We had two children in the house sectioned under the Mental Health Act for their own mental well-being because they had become so anxious, and so they just literally flipped out. And thank God for the way that God, that the kind of mind that God has given us, because there's a certain thing where, like, you just, if it all becomes too much, your mind just goes tilt, and you go, what's in the IT world is called green screen. You just go green screen, and that's it. And that then you know that you need help from mental health professionals. And so there were two young people sectioned. There was another two who were suffering from severe anxiety about the normalization of everything. But you see, there's one thing about the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, concerning the Holy Spirit, he said, he will take of mine and disclose it to you, and he will show you things to come. So we were already praying at the half nights and all nights about the next stages and about the next phases of things that could come or that would come, so that we can get everything prepared beforehand, so that when the devil hits with that blow, if you're pre-prepared and you're in a fight and you can see a punch coming towards your stomach and you tense your muscle, then your stomach's not going to be damaged. Your muscle might be a bit bruised, but because you've tensed yourself, then it's less impact. And that's what we've been doing from a prayer and from a pastoral point of view for the last year. It's been that kind of year, like just from a heart, from a care point of view. And I thank God, because I feel like that where we're at right now, it's like the storm bunker, we can start opening the doors. And we can start surveying how people are properly and really make sure that everyone's doing well. So I really want to commission the cell leaders. We've got a lot of cell leaders in the house, etc., and pastoral team, etc., etc., to just be there with people and just find out how they are. This is the word that the Spirit of God gave to me. He said, gather up the leftover fragments so that nothing may be lost. It's a rhema word for right now. Gather up the fragments, the leftover fragments, so that nothing may be lost. Because there's going to come a time soon where God is going to restore sevenfold what the devil stole. And so in prep for that sevenfold, we have to work out what's missing. Does that make sense? If your relationships have suffered, there's been, record number of people seeking marriage counseling out there in the world and seeking help from relational points of view. There's been record numbers of kids going missing through mental health and through all kinds of anguish, record numbers of suicides and things like that, really awful, just family traumas and torments. There's been, there's yet to be a phase. You see, we still don't know what the economic damage is to the nation. We have absolutely no idea. There's been what they call rental moratoriums. So people who have been laid off or furloughed through the pandemic, they've been given rent holidays by landlords and everything like that. Well, somebody's got to pick up the bill for that kind of thing. And there's all that kind of work going on behind the scenes. But God is with us. Hallelujah to Jesus forever. If it had not been for the Lord, I know that Jess picked the Spirit of God right there when she was leading worship this morning. And she said, there's some people and all they've got is themselves. when we fall into the arms of Jesus. I mean, there's sometimes, you know, there's sometimes I've been praying about situations and seeking God about situations and getting really anxious, and God is just laughing at me. It's like, look at you. Just stop for a second and think about who you're talking to when you're praying. And I duck my head and I say, oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, Lord, I forgot it was you. Because, you know, we get like Jesus, you know, he's either too far or too close. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like when he's too close, we forget who he is. And when he's too far, we can't reach him. He's either too big or too small. He's either too big to care or too small to be able to do anything about it. But thank God we serve the Goldilocks God. Hallelujah. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. Praise his holy name. So I really want you to get ready. If you were, for instance, if you were in a situation economically and what you were doing was expanding, the company you were in was expanding, was doing well or whatever, and then by some situation or other your contract was cancelled, or you that promotion was cancelled, or you got laid off or anything like that, if that's your story, get ready and push into the restoration sevenfold. I'm telling you, it's there. God wouldn't have given me this word if we weren't to take it up and fight the enemy and bash his brains in with it. Hallelujah to Jesus forever. Gather up the fragments. Gather, nudge your neighbor and tell him, gather up the fragments that nothing may be lost. Yeah, there's things that, like, all the tables and all the wheels of life were all set up in some, like, chaotic fashion. And in fact, one of the things I've been seeing concerning the body of Christ, in fact, leave that scripture up there, will you? Because it's inspiring me every time I see it. Thank you. It's almost been like that the devil has used this thing as a steel ball. And I see the body of Christ as this massive kind of shatterproof window. But the devil has taken that steel ball and smacked it straight into the body of Christ. And that thing has, like, there's been a shattering and a fragmentation of the, like, you know, there's certain churches haven't met in over a year. You think about that. I mean, we pushed through. Even when they said only essential people can come and be in the house, we extended the meaning of essential. Well, somebody holding the towel for the cameraman who's holding, like the wire holder who's holding the, is essential, right? Somebody providing refreshments to all the people who were necessary to work was essential. Amen. And that's how we did it. But there's some places, in fact, we were watching the news a few weeks ago, and it showed the British Airways training center. I don't know if you saw that news clip. Did anyone see that? Man, when I saw that, the Lord said to me, he said, some churches are like this. The BA training center, they went in there and they unlocked the thing, and there's cobwebs and dust. There's lights hanging off the ceiling. There's like half a foot of dust all over the place. There's just chairs. It looked like something, if you've seen those old cowboy movies where, like, there's a ghost town and there's nothing there, and then this tumbleweed goes down. I mean, that's all that was missing was the tumbleweed. And that's at Heathrow. And there's some churches that are like that in the body of Christ because of what the devil has done. But this is the word of the Lord. Gather up the leftover fragments so that nothing will be lost. I want us to work on gathering up so that nothing will be lost. There was a lot. One of the things that we fought last year in Harvest was the whole spirit of offense. I mean, that the whole, you know, the awful thing that happened with that poor guy who in fact, the trial is going on now. George Floyd, the guy, And people were accusing me of being racist as a result of that. And it's like, dude, please alight this bus now before you hurt yourself. And that was a horrible, horrible season. A lot of people offended. I mean, I didn't know I was white till I was 11. I don't know how, do you know what I mean? It's like, it was just, it's like insanity. But the spirit of offense got in there like a whirlwind and did a lot of damage. But there's people up there who'd like, you know, there was people out there who heard such a thing and who thought that, like, you know, well, gosh, maybe this could be true because brother so-and-so said it or because sister so-and-so said it. And it's like they didn't know me or that they didn't, like, you know, they're just recently in harvest or whatever. And for some reason, God knows what, believed it. But now, this is a gathering up season. Gather up the fragments. People, there's fragmented people out there. There's fragmented people out there, wounded people. Who, now, I'm not talking about, like, you know, babies who should know better. Oh, Pastor Pete, no. I'm talking about people whose heart literally has been hurt by the thing. You know, offendability is a character issue. I can choose to be offended. In fact, I can be offended. But if I repent quick enough, amen, and pray for restoration and become restored myself, then there's hope, there's a future. It means my destiny isn't derailed, right? So offendability is a choice. The number of times my wife could have been offended at me, and she wasn't. Hallelujah. Say amen, Alex. Come on. Say amen aloud. Hey. And so that's where, you see, the devil, one of the things I know about, well, in fact, two of the things I know about the devil. Number one, he's an opportunist. And number two, he's a seed sower. You remember the parable of the wheat and the tares? That's all going on in the heart of man. When Jesus was preaching that sermon, he was talking about the world because he describes it. He says the tares are the children of the devil, basically, and the wheat are the children of God, and they're growing up in the same field together. But, you know, you can have two different ideas in the same mind. But it's which one you pay, attention to and then choose. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit through Paul said, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is sound, whatsoever is of good report, think on these things. Which means at some stage, we have to literally take our mind by the ear and deliberately think good, righteous, wholesome, divine things. Amen. It's one of the biggest cures for mental illness that has ever been in the history of man. Is the ability under the anointing of the Holy Spirit to deliberately pull your mind by the ear. I've had to do that. Anyone else had to do that? You've had to pull yourself, your mind, by the ear and command it to believe the word of God. Yes. There's things you'll go through in life. The storms of life will try and deceive you that God isn't good. That God isn't faithful. But how many of you know he's not just faithful? The Bible says he's perfect in faithfulness. Perfect in faithfulness. So in whatever way this storm of the last year has affected you, gather up the fragments because God is going to do something with those fragments. Praise God forever. Could we stand to our feet? Because I want us to turn this into a prayer almost right now. Because I really feel the Spirit of the Lord urging us this way. Family fragmentations, relational fragmentations, financial fragmentations, health fragmentations. People who have let their bodies go to hell just because of the lockdown. They've not been to the gym, and it's like, oh, I know, you know, I've got double, treble membership of the gym, and I'm still piling it on. No, in Jesus' name, gather up. Gather your... anyone else, when it comes to gym or exercise, you literally have to gather yourself up to get your sorry self to the gym? Anyone else like that? Just wave your hand at me so I'm not going mad. Yeah, you see, it's a common thing. Gather up. This is a thing now we're going to do. We're going to gather up in the mighty name of Jesus. Just focus. Whatever way, when I was ministering this word, whatever direction that word took for you, I want you to focus on that right now as we're going to pray. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Father, we lift high the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for the way that you've led us through this great and terrible wilderness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we lift firstly, Lord, churches that haven't met for the last year. That, Lord God, as they reopen, Lord, that they would remember to come into your gates with thanksgiving, to enter your courts with praise. The Father, somehow there would be a catch-up and a gathering of the fragments, Lord, of their communities. A gathering up, Lord God, that nothing may be lost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we lift those that haven't been in the house for a year because of shielding or because of any other issues like that, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just claim that spirit of restoration, the restoration of the blessing upon their lives, Heavenly Father. There's something about coming into your house that is irreplaceable, it's unmistakable, and it's undeniable. We thank you, Father, for the internet and for YouTube and Facebook and for podcasts and Zoom and all those other things that have kept us in contact, Lord God. But Father, nothing replaces being in your house. Lord God, whatever fragmentation has occurred there, Lord God, we gather up. Father, send your angels out there to gather up those ones, Heavenly Father. Send ministers and callers and phoners and cell leaders and people, friends and relations, Lord God, to gather up, Heavenly Father. I thank you for this season of gathering up, Lord God. Father, we lift the body of Christ worldwide to you, Lord. Our brothers and sisters in the US who've been through lockdown after lockdown, where politics and all kinds of nonsense has tried to interfere into your work in the hearts and lives of people, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we lift them to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And whatever fragmentation has occurred, Lord God, we pray for the restoration of those ministries, Lord God. That, Father, whatever fragmentation has happened, that the fragments will be gathered and nothing will be lost, Father. For relationships, Lord God, we lift those families to you, where divorce and breakdown and domestic violence has become such an issue. Lord God, we lift those situations to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift those children, Heavenly Father, anxious children, hesitant students, people with that knot in the bottom of their stomach wondering what it's going to be like. Father, we banish that thing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we release your blessing, Heavenly Father. We release your power. We release your peace, Heavenly Father, even on this nation. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray right now. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. Those who have been burdened, those who have been burdened, Lord God, Father, release that burden from them, Heavenly Father, supernaturally, Lord God. Let them feel light as a feather, Lord Jesus. Yet Sunday look him shindu yamba. We banish the workmanship of the devil in Jesus' mighty name. And we claim a fragmentation on his domain in Jesus' name. That what the devil intended for harm, Lord God, you turn it round for good. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, for this season of repair. This season of repair, Lord God. Repair finances where they have been broken, Lord God. Where hearts have been broken, Heavenly Father. Repair, Lord God. Where people have received the spirit of fear, Lord God. We break that power. In the name of Jesus. Yende yeribdi yongu imenoba yemi asudidim shinoko haule. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Let your name be established, Father, forever and ever in the hearts of your people, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.